Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm focused, got my mind on you, nothing to do but to lean on you. You lead the way, needless to say, I'm fired up. Come on world, what you got? Hit me with your best shot. May have some scars and some pain, but I'm moving, yeah. Today is a new day, gonna leave those things behind. Moving to the beat of your drum, and everything will be just fine. Won't you come with me to a better place? It's nothing to do with the yesterday. All is forgiven, and one word to say.
I'm doing great, ma'am. How are you?
Fine. I'm doing just great.
That's awesome.
We love you because you're, one, because you're 24.
Praise God.
I know, right?
Praise God for you.
We enjoy bringing youth to the atmosphere and new artists. I think it's just a powerful opportunity to reach other youth, right?
Yes, totally. I love it.
Totally.
It's definitely an amazing feeling to have them experience what I walk through daily, you know, not just life in Christ, but life in general. And then, you know, be able to sometimes like listen to their heart and, you know, listen to their life stories and everything like that. And just the camaraderie and to be able to relate, you know, that's the main thing. That's the reason why we need each other and, you know, we need each other through this life and, you know, helping hold each other up and everything like that. And so I love ministering to the youth and it gives me something to live for, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know. Well, I'm older and I'm an elder. in fact, I have a daughter older than you, but I listened to Fight encouraged me so much. That I continually played it over and over again until I went to sleep last night.
Wow.
It was just ministering to my spirit not to give up.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm not sure if – go ahead.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just saying, that's awesome. A lot of a lot of people, after I put the record out in 2016, I didn't know how people were going to take it, but as soon as people started to hear it and started to vibe with it and everything, they could relate, because this life is hard sometimes, and sometimes we feel like we have to take it into our own hands and everything like that. But as soon as we get tired of fighting, God intervenes, you know, and that's what I love about God. He doesn't leave us alone, even though we're stubborn and we're hard-headed sometimes, you know. He's always there, and he's always willing to pick us back up and put us back in the fight. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that was what was so important about the song. I looked at the video, and at first it seemed a little dark, the one on YouTube. And then I saw what you posted compared to how the other video started out. Where did you get the clip at the beginning, or the voice at the beginning of the video of fight that we see on YouTube?
Man, I think you were talking about the promo.
Yeah.
The promo before the video. My friend Trent Toms from Goldsboro, North Carolina, man, he's so amazing with the edits and the video and stuff like that. And so it was kind of his idea to put the promo together. I didn't know what to expect. So when I saw the promo, I was like, oh, my God. This really looks like a movie. You know, it really looks like something you see in theaters and everything. And so shout out to Trent Toms. He kind of made that happen, and, you know, made it sound like really epic and, you know, kind of dark and, you know, horrified.
And it leaves, it leaves you, it has you thinking one thing, and then it takes you into a whole different outlook. It's like it prepares you for the ministry to your spirit.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It was amazing. And so I kind of fell in love with fight like right then. Son of David is also awesome. It's awesome.
Oh man.
And that's the one you won the award for, correct?
Yeah, totally. I think you're talking about what was the awards? Because I don't even know. I honestly don't even know.
Hold on, let me look. I'm gonna go look. Just hold the conversation there. We've got a lot of callers in there. People are listening.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody who's listening.
I'm gonna screen it in just a second. He's so humble, you all. Audience, he said he doesn't even remember what he was rewarded for.
Yeah.
And I think if that ever happens to me, I'll be the same way. Like, what did I do? I'm just kind of hanging out on radio.
Exactly. I'm just chilling out.
Right. And so you're from North Carolina? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me get back over here. Jonesboro, North Carolina. Goldsboro.
Yes.
Goldsboro.
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
Yes, okay. You are. The Gold City.
And
yes.
So you're kind of country, and then you go to California at 6 years old.
No,
And what happened?
I grew up in North Carolina.
Okay.
For 23 years. And so moved out here last year, actually. And growing up in North Carolina, it was very awesome. My mom and my dad, who are pastors, shout out to Pastor Marvin and Prophetess Constance Witherspoon, both of my parents. Growing up in an awesome, worshipful household. Every time I wake up, I hear worship. Every time I go to sleep, you know. So it was an everyday thing. You know, I would see, you know, worship videos and stuff almost every day. And so my mom and dad really made it a priority for their kids to grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And and so growing up in the city of Goldsboro, have so many friends, so many family members that are were constantly encouraging me and encouraging my family to do what we were supposed to do. And, you know, it was growing pains, you know, things that we all had to go through to realize that we had to move someplace else. And we knew it was hard because our family and our friends are there, and you know, it was we kind of grew out of the space that we were in, and we just had to go build somewhere else where the Lord had told us to go. So we wound up in California and just surfing the land and surfing everything that's out here, and seeing where God would have us to be, and we're excited about what the Lord has been doing in this year that we've been here, and we're excited about the more coming this year. So
That's great. You have a caller in the queue. It's David Haas from, I believe, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, man, David Haas.
Just a second, I'll fully mention the call. David, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
How are you doing?
I'm doing unbelievable, man. So great to hear you, brother.
So great to hear you, my dude.
I know. David Ha here from Toledo, Ohio. And I am calling in to give a shout-out to my boy, Julius. This man of God has inspired me in so many ways. And he's just overflowing with just love, joy, gratitude, kindness, peace. I never thought that people younger than me would inspire me and point me to just the intimacy with God. I'm 29 years old, and his song, Son of David, it's funny because my name's David and my favorite Bible character is David. And my mom named me David after King David in the Bible because she loved King David's faith. And, you know, Son of David, it would, like, one time just magically, I didn't even touch my phone. Out of nowhere, Son of David just played automatically on my phone after I downloaded it. And, you know, timing just, like, because the past almost 2 years have been such a tough time in my life. Like, the reason why I think I'm still able to have gone through it all was because I had people like Julius and the amazing woman in his life, Taylor Monteforte, and everybody in the Lion's Den in San Diego before I moved back to Ohio. You know, so they all helped me through the toughest times of my life while I was recovering from a really bad injury. So just wanted to make that all known, how this man here has inspired me and impacted me, and his music is just such a reflection of his intimacy with God. So
you guys are like having this like family conversation. This is RHL Ministry Radio. Where you're here with Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young and Julius Witherspoon. He's a fantastic artist. We just love him. We have a new radio host on RHL Ministry Radio. Her name and she's a psalmist. We haven't decided the gentry yet. But she can sing all different types of gentries, and her name is Ashley Howell. Are you there, Ashley?
Yes, now I am.
Okay. She's a youngster from Cincinnati, Ohio, and she's 28 years old, and we thought this would be a powerful time to bring her in on the interview with Julius. He's 24, and these artists are going forth in the atmosphere to deliver the youth of their day. I think that's the most powerful thing ever.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am, it is.
I muted you, David. You're still there. Julius, go back to telling us about you just went to California in a year. Have
mm-hmm.
you moved forward in the atmosphere like a tremendous amount in that year's time?
Definitely. Since I got here, I made a ton of connections, so many people who had, experienced the gift. They were just simply just blown away, you know. And it's not about the man, but it's about the spirit of God in the man, right? And so that's all people were seeing, you know, and different churches and different ministries and different people were able to experience the Lord through this young man. So I'm very privileged to serve such a big God and serve his people as well. So it's been awesome since being out here.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So it's awesome.
It's awesome. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. So you and David collaborated with Son of David?
Well, actually, back like 5 years ago, me and a friend, we went into the studio and she had a beat for me, and I started to you know, come up with some lyrics and everything, but I went to the Bible first, and the story of the song is pretty much about blind Bartimaeus, you know, and pretty much how he was desperate for the Lord, and he was desperate, and he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me," he really wanted to see. And so the thing about that is, as soon as the Lord put his hands on his eyes, he asked him, "What do you see?" He said, the blind man said, "I see men as trees walking." And so that first indication was I see men as being great, and I don't see men as they are, you know. I don't see men as being men, you know. You know, being human, you know. Sometimes we put our trust in people, and they let us down, and we're brokenhearted at the end of the day. But if we put it in perspective that God is the one that never lets us down, and people let us down, you know, our perspective of people will change. And so when I saw that, and he hit him the second time, and it just kind of, you know, lit a fire under me to write the song and to write the chorus and everything. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, because I need you. I need to see you as you see me. I need to see you in the people around me and not just their fault, you know. And so, that's how I wrote the song, and I met David and everything, and he found out I had a song called Son of David. He was like, "Oh my gosh!" And so he was blessed by the song and by the ministry, and I'm grateful for him. And he's one of the guys that really encouraged me and really push me forward to be who I am in Christ. So I'm appreciative of that guy, for real.
It's absolutely powerful. I think we should listen. That was the first song I listened to when he sent them in, audience. And I'm telling you, his ministry is yoke destroying.
Wow.
It's yoke destroying. Yeah. It was totally healing. My spirit
wow.
of all all depression, weight that I had experienced throughout the day as I listened to his music. It's just awesome. But let's listen to it right now. Yeah, it's awesome. Let's listen to the Son of David. It's Julius Witherspoon here on Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young and Julius Witherspoon.
Always come running back to you. My life gets a little crazy. You are the only answer in. Here I am again. I was chasing the wind for a little bit, then I got some sense. Father, I repent. I need you right now more than I ever needed you before. I'm sorry I walked out on your love, and in your face I slammed the door. So I'm coming back to you. And oh, God, I'm pleading with you, yeah.
Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, cause I need you. Son of David, don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, cause I need you.
Cast me not away from your presence, so Lord. Don't take your spirit from me. I promise I won't go back no more. Cause it's your heart I need, my spirit I need to feed. Yeah. Draw me closer to you. As you draw closer to me, I know it's gonna get harder to face these trials every day. But with your strength and your goodness and mercy following me, it'll be okay. And I know that I'm no good on my own. And I know that I can't do this alone.
Son of David,
please don't pass me by.
Have mercy on me,
cause I need
you. I need you. Son of David,
please don't pass me by.
Please don't pass me by.
Have mercy on me,
have mercy on me,
cause I need you. I'm here. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you, Jesus, Son of David. Please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you.
You're listening to RHL Ministry Radio, Your Time Prophecy, with the Apostle Natalie Young and Julius Witherspoon. That was The Son of David by Julius Witherspoon. Magnificent. Julius, it's just magnificent. It ministers to my spirit. Yes. We want to shout out to Mother Ellen Parsley. She passed away this week, and she was my mother as well as the Church of World Harvest, our church out in the cornfield in Pickerington, Ohio. Pastor Rod Parsley is that pastor. Mother Parsley helped push us through Bible college and tough times, and she prayed for us and our children and wiped our tears from our eyes. And we just love her so much. We love her so much, so we wanted to give her a shout-out. We will join the memorial service after the broadcast and again tomorrow. The viewing today and then tomorrow for the memorial service at 7 p.m. Nobody miss it. If you ever were tied to that ministry, do not miss it. Julius? Okay. Do you want to give the youth any particular testimony to push them through the atmosphere? He said,
Oh man. I just want to say that whatever you do, do not make anything or anyone else an idol. Do not put anyone or anything on your heart, on the throne of your heart. God said he'll have no other gods before him, and he's jealous. He's not that type of he's not like us. I'll put it like that. He's not like us, but he'll do any and everything to get our hearts and get it fully. And I definitely experienced that so many times, putting things above him and putting, a girlfriend above him or whatever like that. And it automatically crashed down before my eyes, before my very eyes. He loved me so much. He loved me. He blessed me with all those things. But if you make the blessing become more valuable than the blesser, then you're missing it. And so go after his heart and not his hand. He blesses us every single day with breath in our body and food to eat and everything you want to, everything, you know, fill in the blank or whatever like that. But just make sure that he's in your heart fully. Don't leave a percentage out. Everything you do flows out of that. And that's my testimony. I've been down that road of putting things above him, and because he loves me so much, he don't want to see my heart get lost, you know. And it's a beautiful testimony of how God restores and he redeems even when we're in a pit, you know. And
to experience that at 24 and come out of it, it's powerful all by itself.
Totally.
Let's bring Ashley in. Ashley, would you like to add anything? This is Ashley Howe. She's our new radio host or co-host. Our co-host, and hopefully we'll push her through the atmosphere. Would you like to add anything to what Julius just said?
I just have to say I was touched by the music. And when he was just speaking at the end, I just had to say amen, because I understand what he was talking about, even being a young person, and people think that, I mean, like they don't understand us. I just had to say amen to what he was talking about, because it was like really, like it touched me, and I was like just lost the words, and I didn't know if I was on air or not on air. I just said amen, and I was like, oh God, like I'm just overwhelmed and just excited, because I'm like, you don't meet a lot of young people, as they say, with a mindset like his. And I'm just like lost the words. Like that's why I keep saying and but, and I'm like, I'm just at lost the words. Like I don't know what to say besides keep it going, keep your head up, and amen to you, because you have the power and it's in your hands. And the song, like, I want to make sure that I'm not putting nobody above him, because he can be jealous and he cannot be jealous. My God is. But I'm just a loss of words.
Yeah. His music is a powerful ministry to this atmosphere. I'm telling you, I was just astonished. I try to remember what made me approach you, but I understand. Mm. I don't remember. Mm. I hadn't friended you on or looked at your page until yesterday. I think I just clicked the music and listened and invited. You just follow the Holy Spirit. May the Lord continue to order our steps. And then as I listen to the music, it's absolutely healing to the spirit.
Wow.
I can't express it any other way, audience. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8939. Our guest call-in number again for Your Time Prophecy is 818-739-8939. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. We kind of switch it back from social justice to gospel music, but we try to keep it rich. We try to keep it practical, and this is talk radio, the way RHL does it. Yeah. It's powerful. I think this is a powerful experience for Ashley. This is her first time on the air with me, and it's going to be great. I'm just glad that you're amazed by this. Now, Fight. Tell us about Fight. Tell us about Fight. He has a song called Fight.
Yeah. This one is pretty. It's pretty heavy. The first time I went in the studio we were recording another song, which is on a record called No Tomorrow. This is like, say, date back to like 2013, 2014. But we were just playing around in the studio, I was trying to come up with tunes. Me and my cousin and my brother, Chevet Davis, my cousin Melvin Krull, shout out to you guys if you're listening. But this was like years ago. We were in the studio just playing around, and I had this melody in my head. Too tired to fight, too tired to fight. Let my life be more than what I say up on the mic. I had the melody in my head, but the thing about it is, it was a cool melody, but I didn't go through nothing yet. You know, like I didn't really. I mean, I went through some things, but I didn't really go through. I didn't really, like, have an experience. And so kind of a couple of years later, I kind of went through some dark places and some uncertainty, like, even while in ministry. You know, other people are getting set free, other people are getting healed and everything, but like sometimes the vessel that's being used needs healing as well. So I was going through some dark stages in my life, and I was just asking the Lord, like, can you help me? Like, I'm tired of fighting the same struggle. I'm tired of going through the same mindset. I'm just tired of fighting this. I'm tired of trying to put things in my own hands. Can you do something? And so it really, the conversation I had with God really inspired me to write the song. It's healing people, and I'm glad to see that my testimony of darkness and things that I'm going through are really shining the light on people's darkness. So,
absolutely, absolutely, yeah. It's a powerful song, but I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna hold it. How about your will? How about your will?
Your will. Wow, man, shout out to my boy Malik DeVoe, also known as Malachi. We were doing some studio work. This was like a couple of years ago. We was doing some studio work, and I looked down at my phone, and this is when, like, Injustice was running rampant back, like, 2 years ago. Like, every
Michael Brown or
yeah,
or Trayvon.
This was actually my man that was in the in front of the convenience store selling CDs.
Oh, selling records.
Name.
Selling
yeah,
CDs.
Selling like yeah. I forget his name, but I saw a video of him and he didn't have a weapon on him, but the police just, you know, put him down or whatever. And I was really heartbroken. There were things that were happening before then that I didn't say anything about, but I would just, you know, send up prayers and everything. But, like, I had this mindset of, like, I want to expose the enemy. And the enemy is not the white man nor the black man nor the Hispanic man nor the Chinese man. But the enemy is the enemy, you know, and he uses division, and he uses us realizing, you know, this race is versus this race or whatever to divide us. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody on this earth, of course, they have a shade of skin or whatever like that, different shades of skin, but underneath the skin is the same color. And so I kind of wrote it from
and
that.
And all of our blood is blue.
Totally. Totally. And so I kind of wrote it from that perspective. And then the perspective started to broaden a little bit. I started to think about the widow, started to think about the disciples. I started to think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, just a lot of thoughts, you know, just ran through my mind as I write this song. And I was glad to have my brother feature on it and share his perspective or whatever. But it's about people who really want to do the will of God, but there's resistance and there's fear. And so we're asking God, let us overcome that to do your will, whether it comes down to death or not. So your will is amazing.
That was 37-year-old Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge,
yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
And we're going to dedicate your will to his family on this broadcast via Julius. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Other people's lives inspire what we do.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That's another amazing testimony. Yeah. Alton Sterling's life inspired the music.
Yeah.
So his miracle is attached to your miracle via the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I think it's very powerful that you said it doesn't matter the color on the outside. When we're attached in the Spirit, it's all the same.
Yeah.
All the same. The blood that at the cross, at the foot of the cross, that saved us through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't matter. Right. It didn't matter what ethnicity he was. It was that blood that made us whole.
Mm-hmm.
It was that blood that gave us a choice to choose good from evil.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's listen to it real quick. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get David back in here and get his opinion.
All I see is death, and it pains me deep inside. It's so hard out here. I wanna live, but it's not certain. I know in the end the suffering will be worth it. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Let this cup pass from me, Lord.
Dedicating it to Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shot by the police, selling music CDs.
Yeah.
It was always meant for me to grow, to learn, to win. What's next in this life? Guess I'm gonna keep on winning. That's what I was made to be. The making of.
David, are you there? David?
Oh, he texted me. He said he had to go.
I believe he's still there, but I'm not sure. He may be on the another line. You know, your will is awesome, too. It's just awesome to put a great peace in the atmosphere. I mean, just a peace just fell in the atmosphere. I'm trying to figure out how to kind of mix the clips without stopping the music. So I'm not sure if it got all the way in or didn't. It's just amazing. Your music is absolutely amazing. I just want to keep encouraging you. And I hope that I was able to get it out to as many people in the world as possible, this interview. So they can get some glimpse of who our young people are. If we open the door and give them an opportunity to bring their gifts into the atmosphere. I think you had a post that talked about that, didn't you? Let me see. It said, never quiet your gift, I believe. Never quiet your gift.
Yeah.
I know it's, totally. It's hard in ministry, too.
That's just as simple as it gets. Cause my dad said something that was really, really cool. Like once you die or whatever, and your gifts haven't, you know, been released, your gifts will definitely torment you. Like, why haven't you used me? You know, why haven't you released me to do what I'm supposed to do? And so, it's so important to use your gifts in any area and in any way you can. Like I'm working at a warehouse now, you know, working at a warehouse, but it doesn't stop me from using my gifts to minister to people. Someone saw me rocking in headphones while I was working and told me, bro, you inspired me to rock in my headphones. You inspire me to, like, you know, you inspire me to really, you know, listen to music and enjoy it while working, you know? And so it's very important to use your whatever gift that you have and, you know, spread it abroad so that people can be healed, you know, set free. So
amazing. It's amazing because it helps so many people. How we live helps so many people.
Yes.
And I get real fussy. I'm an apostle. I mean, people don't even want me to be that, right? They want everybody to be a pastor. They want everybody to be a pastor. You're just a pastor.
Yeah.
And that is not the gift of pastor. Apostle is not the gift of pastor. It's just not.
Yeah.
The evangelism in me is not the gift of pastor. They're very, very distinctive, and they have very, very distinctive operation in the body of Christ. And I don't think we can distinguish the two. In fact, I call Julius minister. Because his music ministers. It absolutely does. He may not even be there yet. But that is what I felt about him in my spirit. So tell us about being a preacher's kid coming through all this.
Actually, it's amazing. My dad, he makes sure that all times when we're conversating that he separates the title of apostle from dead, you know? And
right.
Sometimes, like, and it's so cool, the fact that he covers me, him and my mom covered me, you know, wherever I'm at, but, like, while ministering sometimes and you know, leading worship and playing keys, they cover me. And, you know, we'll be on the spiritual high one the next minute. And then another minute, you know, after church service and after God, you know, fell and everything else and all of that stuff, it's still that respect there. You know, you have authority in the atmosphere that, you know, wherever you at, and they allow you to do that. But at the same time, like, you have to be humble and submit
right.
to leadership, to your parents. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for, you know, being grounded and you know, learning from them. And, you know, it's awesome to have parents and pastors like that. So it's hilarious, though. It is hilarious. I love them so much.
That's
yeah.
And see, and do people really realize that? It's not always a bad experience. It's a good experience.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful that they grounded you. You can tell the humbleness is there for the things of God, not necessarily for the things of people, because that balance, your dad gave you that balance between the authoritative figure and the humbleness for God and gifts. You can just hear it. You can just hear it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're going to let you go because I know you got to get back to work and I know you have to get back to your life. We have about 8 minutes before the hour interview is up. We want to close this segment with Fight, so we'll give it about 5 more minutes. Full song I have heard in a long, long time in this industry.
Wow. Wow.
Can you want to tell us about the video shoot for that? Your part in the video shoot.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Again.
Yeah, I saw tears on your face, Julius. I saw tears on your face. Were they put there or were they real?
It was actually blood, actually.
Okay.
My man, again, I want to shout out Trent Toms. He's such an amazing videographer. It's just unbelievable. Right. So I'm going to tell this quick story about the video. Shout out to my man, Travion Gooden, also played the dark side of me in the video. But we had this concept of having a boxing ring. And didn't fall through, and so we were kind of struggling to find a concept or whatever. And so he was like, "Aha, I got it, aha." So he aha moment, it was amazing. And so he kind of orchestrated everything, and there was this part that we go to sometimes, and we shot it there and everything. And he was just, it was like, man, act like this thing is overpowering you. And so it was, I don't want to make it long, but it was amazing how he saw that once the plan didn't fall through, he had another concept for it. And it made so much sense because the things that I was fighting was a lot, you know, lust, envy, jealousy, you know, all that type of stuff. And you see at the end of the video, it was a letter that God wrote to me. And And it was the stuff that I was dealing with also in that letter. And at the end, I throw it in the fire. So it was a God that I burned. So.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Very, very powerful.
Very, very powerful. I'm telling you, it put me to sleep, you all. I just kept listening to it over and over. I kept hitting the button saying, my God, it's over and over, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you pray us out, Julius, and then we'll play it and move on to our next broadcast, which I haven't scheduled yet. I never tell you all. I just wait for God to tell me what to do. So you'll just have to, like, hang out with us every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Pray us out, Julius. Pray
all right. All right. God, we just thank you for today, first of all, and thank you for this moment in time where we can just come into your presence and just talk about you mainly and talk about life and talk about how you gave it and how things are transpiring in this world. And we thank you, God, that we are your instruments. We are your tools being used in this earth to bring heaven to earth, to be heaven, to be a sign and a wonder, and to be a miracle. And we also thank you, God, for every single young person sending a sound in my voice. And I thank you, God, that you are shaping who they are, and you're putting away the old man, and you're shaping them into a new identity in you. And, God, I ask you to reveal to them who they are and who you are to them, Jesus. And and we know you're going to take care of the rest. We know you're going to take care of life, and you're going to take care of finances and college financial troubles and all of this stuff, Lord. We know that you are the way maker and the promise keeper and all of that other good stuff, Jesus. And we just thank you for their lives, and
thank
we
you,
just
Jesus.
Thank you that you're going to be always in control, always in control. And we bless you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And we just want to invite you to invite Jesus into your heart. According to Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and then believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you will be saved. It takes you about 30 seconds, 60 seconds minimum to say a small prayer. Jesus, I come to you a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and forgive me for my sins. And from this day forward, I'll live for you. And it's just that simple. And you begin to walk that walk of a new creature. Of a person that has changed their mind, that has laid down the fight, the natural fight of life, to let God take complete control. And so if you said that prayer, we welcome you to the family of Christ. We need donations to stay on the air. I don't normally say that, but we do. And don't forget, our phone number is 818-739-8939. You can find us at rhlministryradio.com. You will be able to listen to this interview again. If you see any of this advertisement on social media, you can hit the link and listen to this complete interview again. We're going to stay in the fight for lives, for souls, for social justice. What do you think, Julius? We got to stay in the fight for everything.
Totally.
And we have to stay strong in it.
Yeah, totally. He gave us the authority and dominion to be ruler over things and over decisions that we make. And so we have to use that to our advantage. You know, it's not there for us to ignore, but for us to, you know, like you said, just stay in it and do what God called us to do, you know, just create change and be the change, you know. So, yes.
That we want to see.
Stay in it.
That we want to see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's stay in the fight. We love you, Julius Witherspoon. We'll call you back. We'll see you again. We'll like you on social media. He is on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, CD Baby, Amazon, Tidal, and SoundCloud. And you can get him online at juliuswitherspoon.com.
JuliusWitherspoonMusic.com. Yeah.
Oh, JuliusWitherspoonMusic.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please find him. We love you, Julius. Thank you so much.
Love
for
you. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Bye bye.
Been listening to Your Time Prophecy with the Apostle Natalie Young every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on RHLMinistryRadio.com. Don't forget to give us a call at 818-739-8939. We'd like to hear from you. See you next week.